Lecture 48, Early 20th Century Modernism, The Search for a New Musical Language, Schoenberg.
Welcome back to How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. This is Lecture 48, and it is entitled Early 20th Century Modernism, The Search for a New Musical Language, Arnold Schoenberg. The Viennese Revolution. In our last lecture, we return to the city of Vienna. Vienna is Paris's only musical rival, the heart, as it is, of the great German-Austrian tradition of music. We will be witness to a very different sort of musical revolution in Vienna than the break with the past currently going on in Paris. To quote Peter Yeats, during the 17th century, all roads led to Bach. During the 19th century, to Schoenberg. While Debussy and Stravinsky both grew out of Romanticism, their particular debts to the past in their music were ultimately less important than their innovations. Debussy's innovations include that terrific reinterpretation of the power of timbre, rendering it equal to harmony, melody, and rhythm. Stravinsky's reinterpretation of the narrative power of rhythm is his great contribution, asymmetrical rhythm. Not so with Schoenberg, whose music is a clear and purposeful continuation of the great tradition of German music we've been discussing since Lecture 9. Quickly, when I say German music, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. German/Austrian music. Austrian is always implied when you see German music written, because when we say German music, we mean German language music, music written by someone who is a native German speaker. So always when we say German music, we're meaning German and Austrian music. So perhaps we should not call Schoenberg's revolution the Vienna Revolution. Perhaps we should call it the Viennese Accelerated Evolution. Schoenberg did not see himself as a revolutionary. Like Verdi, Schoenberg aimed at refinement, simplification, and melodic intensification. Now please, let us begin by discussing what the elements are of traditional German music. If Schoenberg grows from the German tradition and should be seen as the continuation of such, what are those elements from which he grows? And let's begin with the Protestant Reformation, which rends Germany during the 16th century. To the north, we have the Protestant religions, and to the south, the Catholic and Italian-influenced areas. Please, the Protestant or Lutheran Church emphasized the use of vernacular language and polyphony in its liturgical music. This is something we've talked about in the deep past, but it should be restated now. As a result, complex polyphony and instrumental music develop in northern Germany to a degree beyond that of the south. German language music features a punctuation, a power, a motivic melodic clarity that goes beyond that of the more lyric Italian language music. Also in Lutheran Germany, we have developing that concept of music as a spiritual act, musical composition as a godly act, not just as an act of entertainment or idle self-expression. Please, let's refresh our memories. The Bach Brandenburg Concerto No. 2, third movement. Could this have been written in Italy? And if not, why not?